You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Supreme Court on Friday told the Enforcement Directorate that it may consider the question of interim bail for Arvind Kejriwal because of elections. The top court asked the Ed Council to come prepared on this aspect when it takes up the matter on Tuesday, 7th May. We may grant or we may not grant. But we must be open to you as neither side should be taken by surprise, a bench of Justice Sanjeev Khanna and Deepankar Datta said, alerting both sides to not assume that the court will grant bail. It asked the Ed to come up with possible conditions to be imposed on Kejriwal if interim bail is granted to the Delhi Chief Minister. The court also asked the Ed to consider whether Kejriwal should be signing any files considering his position as the Chief Minister. A sea of people, jubilant and boisterous, cheered former Congress Chief Rahul Gandhi outside the district headquarters on Friday as he filed his nomination papers for the Rae Bareli Lok Sabha seat, the third generation Gandhi to contest from the seat. The Congress named Rahul Gandhi as the party candidate from Rae Bareli and Kishori Lal Sharma from Amethi on Friday morning, hours before the deadline to file the nomination papers was to end. Rahul reached the district headquarters with his mother, Sonia Gandhi, party president Mallikarjun Khadge and sister Priyanka Gandhi Wadra to file his papers. Rahul Gandhi, who is already in the Lok Sabha fray from Kerala's Wayanad, was reluctant to contest for a second seat but gave in at the insistence of party leaders and alliance partner, Samajwadi Party's Akhilesh Yadav. Rahul has come to fight on the Gandhi family's pocket borough at a time when the party is struggling to revive its fortunes in Uttar Pradesh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Friday attacked the ruling Trinamool Congress, TMC, government in West Bengal while addressing back-to-back rallies, saying that the party indulges in corruption and politics of appeasement. PM Modi further alleged that the TMC has turned Hindus into second-class citizens in West Bengal. While addressing rallies in Bardhaman Durgapur and Krishnangar on 3rd May, the Prime Minister slammed the TMC government for having apathy towards the victims in Sandeshkhali in North 24 Parganas, where allegations of sexual abuse against leaders of the ruling party have surfaced. PM Modi said the state government, due to its appeasement politics, didn't touch the main accused in the Sandeshkhali case as his name is Shahjah Sheikh. The Special Investigation Team, SIT, has booked JDS Hassan MP Prajwal Revana for rape following a fresh complaint by a woman from Hassan alleging that Prajwal Revana coerced her into having sex. Also, a second FIR was registered against his father H.D. Revana, who was also named in the sexual harassment case, on charges of kidnap. She, the complainant, has alleged that Prajwal Revana coerced her into having sex. We are keeping her identity secret as per norms. Unlike the previous FIR, the rape charges have been filed only against Prajwal Revana, said a senior police officer. The officer quoted above and aware of the developments said instead of filing a separate FIR on the second complaint, they have decided to add rape section under the Indian Penal Code, IPC, in the FIR lodged on 28 April against Prajwal. Officials in SIT said that on Thursday night, a second FIR was registered against H.D. Revana, father of Prajwal Revana and an MLA, on charges of kidnap. The case was registered with KR Nagar Police Station. According to officials, the complaint has been lodged based on a complaint by the woman featured in the video, who alleged that she was kidnapped by Revana. India issued a sharp retort to Pakistan over Islamabad envoyer's comments in the UN General Assembly meeting. India said that Pakistan harbors a most dubious track record on all aspects, and slammed the nation for its destructive and pernicious remarks at the UNGA. India's permanent representative to the UN, Ambassador Ruchira Kamboj, issued a stern response to Pakistan after the country's UN envoy Munir Akram made certain remarks against India, ranging from topics such as Kashmir, the Citizenship Amendment Act and Ayodhya's Ram Temple during his address on Culture of Peace. Kamboj said on Thursday, "One final point, in this assembly, as we endeavor to cultivate a culture of peace amid these challenging times, our focus remains steadfast on constructive dialogue. We thus choose to set aside the remarks from a certain delegation, which not only lack decorum but also detract from our collective efforts due to their destructive and pernicious nature."
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HT Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.